You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Humans, not drought, are fueling the Amazon's flames. The Amazon is burning, but climate change isn't the only thing fueling it. Populist Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been encouraging settlers to invade protected indigenous areas and natural parks that had been off-limits for decades, and satellite imagery shows that the fires center around these very settlements and transportation corridors. This past July was already the hottest month on record, but a burning Amazon is likely to kick the global temperature up even more. The fight against robocalls has powerful new allies. Annoyed at all those robocalls you get? Well, the fight against them just got a boost from significant players. Attorney generals from all 50 states, plus a dozen major telecoms, including AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Comcast. The powerful group has agreed to some anti-robocalling principles that would dramatically decrease the number of robocalls we all get every day. Will they work? As one expert puts it, it'll be important to see whether this is something real or ultimately just the equivalent of thoughts and prayers. And now for today's fast fact, 77%. That's the percentage of the workforces at Google, Apple, and Facebook that are male. A new survey by Girls Who Code finds that many young women whom the tech industry is counting on to diversify its heavily male workforce are put off by toxic interviews with those companies. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.